The oncoming wave was a giant sea serpent. Chapter 9, Sea Monster. The serpent's head rose higher and higher above the water. Jack couldn't move.
"He's beautiful," said Annie.
"Beautiful," cried Jack.
The serpent's neck was as tall as a two-story building. Its green scales were covered with sea slime.
"Go away," shouted Jack.
"No, stay, help us," shouted Annie.
The great serpent glided closer to the ship. Jack ducked.
"Come on," said Annie. "You can do it. Get us to shore before the ship sinks."
Jack closed his eyes. He felt the ship jerk, then move forward. He looked up. They were gliding over the giant waves. Jack turned. The great serpent was pressing its long neck against the back of the ship, pushing it toward the shore. As the serpent pushed them, the wind grew calmer. The clouds lifted, and the water glittered with sunlight. The rocky shore grew closer. Jack could see the treehouse on the ledge above it.
"Hurry,"
Annie called to the serpent monster. The great serpent gave the ship one last push. The ship swooshed onto a sandbar near the shore. Jack put the jeweled book carefully back into his bag. Then he and Annie climbed out of the ship onto the wet sand. They looked back at the sea. The great serpent was rearing its long neck into the air. Its scales glittered pink and green in the sunlight.
"Bye," shouted Annie. "Thanks a lot."
The monster seemed to nod at her. Then he dove into the sea and was gone. Jack and Annie headed toward the rocks. All of a sudden, Annie gasped.
"Uh-oh,"
she said, pointing to the top of the cliff. Two Vikings were staring down at them.
"To the treehouse," cried Jack.
The Vikings shouted and started down the steep stairs. Jack and Annie began scrambling up the rocks. They reached the treehouse and climbed inside. Jack grabbed the Pennsylvania book. Annie stuck her head out the window.
"Go home! Stop causing trouble!"
she yelled to the Vikings, who were almost to the ledge. Jack pointed at the picture of the Frog Creek Woods.
"I wish we could go there!"
Jack shouted. Just as the Vikings reached the ledge, the wind began to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still. Absolutely still.